I'm going to go ahead and get started and pray that whoever's coming, that they would come fast. You know, there's something good about this, right? So happy about this congregation and the openness of what the Holy Spirit's doing here and the life that he's bringing. And he knows how to bring it in abundance and deliver us from ourselves so we can stretch out and learn more of him than really of ourselves. Glad to see everybody. I call it Grace Unleashed, and it really sums up some of the things I've been trying to say already. That the natural mind can never get what God's trying to do with his people. The natural mind can never get it. And I'm finding out more and more that the more we learn about grace, the more we worship. The more we worship, you know, think about all the people in heaven. It's not so much what material things that God gave them or even what he brought them through. All that's significant. But it's really because that their sins are forgiven. It's really because they know that their sins don't exist anymore, you know. And so, and Glow, it's really like this. When he says, I want my kingdom to come on earth as in heaven, he wanted it to be the same way here. I don't want you to remember your sins anymore because they've been wiped out. And now you can start praising him just like those people in heaven. It's like those elders and myriads of people. Not to mention, of course, the angels and such. So he's sort of erased away our old environment and set us up with something totally new. Wednesday night, we talked about new creation. That's one of those from Wednesday night that you can't get back. You can't get it back. You can't repeat it. You can't get it back. But that's how it is when we start climbing in spiritual things. And even though in ourselves we're totally unworthy of anything, yet in him we're worthy of everything. See? That's how big this flip is, you know. That's when he really meant it when he said, when sin abounds, grace starts to get so. But our natural minds are, you know, well, just can't be like that, you know. So he flipped it. Dion, he flipped it. It's like this lady right here, I always pick on Pastor Lo. It's like she works. This didn't happen. I'm making this up. That she worked for somebody and she embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from the firm. And she finally felt bad enough, you know, after she squandered it, she felt bad enough that she confessed to them what she did. And then they saw her brokenness and they said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to forgive you all for all hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you don't have to repay any of it. We're going to wipe the slate clean. And then Cheryl said, oh, my goodness, why are you wiping the slate clean? Can I even still work for you? And they say, not only are you going to, I want you to work for me, I want you to be my partner. Grace is getting unleashed. Not only you who stole from me, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not only am I going to forgive the whole thing and not even remind you ever again of it. Now you're going to be my partner. And not grace still getting unleashed. Not only will you be my partner, I'm going to give you a credit card. Now you can freely use the card for whatever supply you need. It's grace unleashed. See? I flip you from what you were into. So Jesus not only forgave you for your sins, but he made you a co-heir. Joint heir. Oh my goodness. Here she said, son, right? So here's the Holy Spirit ministering to us, right? Just what she said. Not only did Jesus says, I no longer call you servants. Even though you stole from me and you said, well, am I even worthy to even have my sins forgiven? Not only that, can I just come back as a servant, prodigal son? Can I come back just as a servant? No. I'm going to make you a partner, a co-heir, joint heir. And then I'm going to give you the credit card, and freely now you're going to receive everything that I have. Not only I canceled your debt, but I gave you credit. So here's the Spirit of God. He that believeth, right? See, believing is not just small words, right? He that believeth, don't make haste. We don't make haste. We stop and say, is this possibly true? I can't make haste out of this. I have to sit down, Randy, on this one and say, could this possibly? Maybe there's something wrong with my believing more than what I think is wrong with God not doing stuff for me. Maybe I'm not believing right. Maybe I'm too hasty and say, well, it must not be God's will for it to bless me like that. I'm too hasty. Maybe my believing is not quite right. Even though the Bible is lying with that kind of thing that I just spoke about, the Bible's lying with it. And we're going to go through some scripture in a little bit here in Ephesians, but I just want to remind you of another example in the Bible of free grace or how God not only cancels our sin, but he also forgets it, and he also puts us on the same plane with Christ. I think about King Solomon. And I was reading some things. His King Solomon was the product of David's failure. If you ever wanted to find born in sin and shaped in, right? His Solomon, born in this whole darkest time of David's life. And you and I would say, there's nothing good going to come out of that. We would have had a title for him that's not a good word, right? Illegitimate is the nice way. Right? Y'all follow me? Right? This blah, blah, blah child. Born in darkness, the king messed up big time. Solomon, he's like the depth. he's like the depth of darkness. Right? He's the depth of darkness. Nobody would have pointed to him. They would have turned their back on that man. Look, not because of what he did. He didn't do a thing. Just because of what he was. Which would God should have done that to us. He should have turned his back on us, not necessarily because of what we do, but because of who we are. He should turn his back on us. Which he should have forsook us. He should have forsook us, right? Because we were totally worthless. Totally worthless. He should have forsook us. And really, that's why when Jesus was about to die, he says, and I can't remember the Greek or the whatever, my God, yeah, why have you forsaken me? Why? Because he should have forsook you. But see, he flipped that thing. He flipped that thing. You know why they praise in heaven, sir? So here's Solomon. He went from, should have been forsaken. If that was Solomon right there, and you were walking by him, you turn your back to him. Right? Can any good thing come out of that? But here's Solomon. See, God's trying to, it's really God's trying to show us what grace is. I can take the lowest. I delight in taking the lowest and making it something that's foolishness to men. I put it in a whole new realm and a whole new status to make the Queen of Sheba come to it and say, where'd you get all this from? Look, Pastor Roz, we're going to know how to worship up in here. We're not going to worship because it's a theme, or the song is nice on the radio, or, boy, I like the way the blah, blah, blah team did that. Let's do that one. We're going to worship because of who we are in him. We're going to worship because heaven came to earth. We're going to worship because we saw Solomon, i.e. Christ, really, the forsaken one, become up on the throne and rule and reign, joint heir with him. This is why, we rule and reign over our circumstances, not because of who we are, but because of who he is in us. Because of who he is, he's the kingly one. It's the Father's deep desire. This deep desire that we by faith receive what he did in Christ Jesus. He chastised them and he bruised them for your sake, sir. And he took away all of our debt. Canceled it. And then said, no, you won't be a servant. You'll be a son. But we have no right to anything in ourselves. I like these commercials. Well, I don't like these commercials. Well, they want to sell you, And the thing they always put on the end is, because you deserve it. You deserve this. No, you don't deserve a thing. That just appeals to your own little think you're something, No, you deserve zero. Thank God that even though we deserve didn't we got look, Father, why are you forsaking me? And he took our place. We were like Solomon. We were just like Solomon. Turned the back and justice would have been justified for him to do that. Here's what's so crazy to me. I'm just kind of talking. And I never saw this. Of course, we know Jesus, they didn't kill him. He voluntarily, it's just crazy. In other words, you don't take my life. In other words, I don't go until I'm on God's timing with this. In other words, I'm volunteering this. You don't take this. I'm volunteering. It's like the guy. You remember we always state that, the servant works for 7 years, and then after 7 years, he's free to go. But if he chooses to stay and serve his master, see, that reminds me of Christ. I'm choosing to die. I could have left. I could have called 10,000 angels. I could have done, but I'm choosing to serve you with my redemption. I'm choosing to serve you, even though you aren't worth a quarter of it. You aren't worth a dime of it. I'm still choosing to serve you. Justice would have said, just send the angels and keep on going. And he just didn't forgive sins. He made you a partner. What kind of love is this? What kind of grace are we up under in here? What kind of grace are we up under? It's unleashed for you. He saw you. My God, don't forsake her. Do you see what we're saying here? You see, now the words, his Jesus' little words, Pastor Love, Jesus' little words where I will never leave you or forsake you. Now you see the strength in those? I'll never forsake you. I'll never forsake you, sir. I'm for you. I canceled your debt, made you a partner. Now do whatever in my name. Right? Just now, I gave you the credit card, my name. Now do whatever in my name. But see, it's all got to be still being me. If you try to use my name for you, understand? See, my debt's clear. I don't know about y'all. My debt's clear. It's clear, sir. Remember what we were saying Wednesday night? It's like he went back before the fall. Clear that thing. You're more clear than Adam before he fell. But that's the counsels of heaven. See, man's wisdom can't get that. Man said, "Well, I look at me," but we look at the blood, not at me. And scripture's full of it. When we really serve God, it's because of what he has done for us. Not trying to get him to do something for us. Y'all follow me. We've got it all crossed up. We want to get people to do stuff to get right. It's never like that. It's never like that in God's mind. Never can ever be like that. That you try to do something, the Bible calls those dead works. And this is why this grace is being presented to us. Why? Because the more you receive what he's done for you, not only do you receive the forgiveness, you receive his life. You pass from death into life. You receive his life. Now life, you do life works instead of dead works. Are you following? What does it say in 1 Corinthians about Jesus? The first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last was a life-giving spirit. So life keeps bubbling up out of me. Why do I keep helping people? Because life bubbling up. I don't do it because of the rules and regulations. And I do it because life won't let me stop. It's a vast difference between that. See, look, I'm looking at her, and once you get into the spirit of life, I'm looking at her, and I can see her born of the spirit. I can see her born from heaven. I can see her heaven now is instigating everything she does. There's a life inside of her. That's only because she believes in the blood. She believes in how, she knows how unworthy she is in herself. But on top of that, but the blood has cleared me. Look, it make her want to dance. It make her want to dance. Why not? Why not, Chris? Why not? Why not? We don't even necessarily, not that choreography is wrong, but we don't even need any choreography. All we need is some feet. I wish the world, look, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whoever, just believe in him. That one little word that we so take for granted, do we really believe in what he did for you? If we believe it, see, stuff skates. That's what he that believes won't make haste. You got to stop and think about, oh my goodness, what really is believing? Have I really believed, or did I just go through the motion? I'm talking about believe in him, not in some words, but I'm talking about, did I believe in that person? That his blood, when his blood came out, when his blood got sprinkled on the altar of heaven, when he saw the depth of Adam's fall in you. And it wasn't a surprise to him, by the way. And he's like, Satan thought he had won. But before the foundation of the world, I knew it was going to happen. Before it all started, I knew. That's why I can go voluntarily to the, because I knew already what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to make him a king and a priest. And the only reason I told Adam to, multiply and increase and subdue is because I knew what was going to be inside of him after the fall. And after I rose from the dead. Glo and I were sitting talking to my mom yesterday, or Friday. And my mom likes these helium balloons, So you buy a balloon for her birthday, September 18th, she'll keep them till, September 18th next year. As long as they stay up. My mom don't take them down. She loves them things. And one of them got loose from the string, when I got loose, and Glo said, you need to take that down. And I'm seeing a sermon, She looked at me. She said, what's wrong with you? I can see something going on. Sure. Once your sins got forgiven, and he rose up, see, until some helium sin forgiveness got in, you stayed on the ground. As soon as your sins got forgiven, you were raised together with Christ. Look, never to come down. Somebody say, well, what happened when I sinned? You still don't come down. Now, y'all follow me. You don't go up and down. Because the scripture said you got an advocate with the Father. See, it's not only what he has done, it's what he's doing now. Y'all should listen to him. See, that's grace unleashed. See, you keep trying to get saved every week. And Satan said, look at him, you know. You think he got anything over me? He don't even know where he sits. You won't even believe it. Watch the scriptures I share with you. But look, here's a helium, you know, why there's no sin in it, see. Somebody said, well, I still got sin. Of course you do, but he doesn't. Jesus doesn't. You have this perfect substitute. He's your substitute today. He's your substitute yesterday. He's your substitute tomorrow. He's your substitute forever, really. You know why we don't get far in the body of Christ, Rob? We don't know who our substitute is. We know about original sin and stuff, but, and then when we original conversion, but after that, we go right back to the law. And the scripture says there's no Jew, no Gentile, no woman, no man, no slave, or free, no bond, that we're all free in Christ Jesus. And in him, there is no sin, and that's just all grace, grace, grace unleashed. I don't understand. But really, when you think about it, it really can't be any other way. I knew a song about being free or something. You know, we talk about chains being broken, but most of the time that has to do, we think, with a situation in your life and the chains were broken. And you know when the chains were broken over your guilt. I wish I could say some of these things that I really want to say. Dre. It's like we can have access now because the blood has been sprinkled and we're no longer dominated by natural man's thinking of this. We're now believing what Christ did. Here's God coming down in the flesh, sacrificing his life for you, right? So that he can be one with you forever. Look, here's our cry to the lost, come as you are. Here's Christ, that's true, but here's Christ's cry to you now, even after you save, come as you are. It's no different. Look, in yourself, when did you get better? Tell me when you got better. Tell me when you changed. Tell me when something happened. What happened? Tell me what changed about you. Are you going to put confidence in yourself now again? Aren't y'all glad she got that red on? She can probably strut that thing now. Look, I'm a follower of the blood. When did you get better? No, you didn't get better. Well, here's Apostle Paul can say, I am the worst of all sinners. It's the Apostle Paul. But yet, I'm a joint heir. My sins he will remember no more. And as far as the east is from the west, and all those things that we just apply to initial salvation, they're all over. Who said that? Look, joy. Now we can thank him. Now we can really praise him. And it doesn't have to be a form. And my heart's bursting even now. God, I wish we could sing praise to you right now. Pastor Jerry, we really haven't had the gospel. Because you have to have light and revelation about it. Ephesians D. So Craig D. I'm writing this as Ephesians. This is the TPT. I like that passion thing, you know. Writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy. How? By being one with Jesus. Rob, was it by your dress? Rob, was it by your do-goodness? Rob, what about you made you holy? Not one thing. Not one thing. I say Rob was worse than Paul. Paul was the worst of all sinners. Rob wrote worse than that. I'm just trying to bring a point out. Rob, we have a perfect sacrifice that's been made. We have a perfect substitute. And the more we believe in him, everything is crossed out. Okay? Now we can go out and do things on that basis, not on the basis of trying to please him in ourselves. Faith is so critical. Do you believe today? Do you believe today? I ask you, do you believe? I can see your guilt conscience being washed away with truth and light and blood. Being made holy, one with Jesus, the anointed one, may God himself, the heavenly Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, create that. Yes, ma'am. Look, he's going to release grace over you. Impart total well-being to your life. You know why we want, somebody say, "What? Right, where's my well-being? Have you believed? God, why don't you do this? When are you going to believe me? When are you going to take care of that? When are you going to believe me? Because I'm the source of everything." But it starts right here, sir. It starts right here. It starts in believing what he's done for you. Paul calls it the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's beyond man's minds. Unsearchable richness. God, how can you take me who was forsaken and make a joint heir and release this kind of grace on? I'm just Robert. Three. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm, look at the tense of this, has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father. This is the grace. It's already been released, right? It's already been given to us. It's already been lavished upon us. Can you believe this now? It's just faith. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? All because, how's God see you? Wrapped up. It's not like you how you see yourself. It's how God sees you. You look at yourself. God, I'm just a dirty whatever. And God's like, you wrapped up in Christ. That's how I see you. Look, Raquel, forever and ever and ever and ever. It's like the other night. We couldn't stop praising him because we're starting to see what's going on in him. We just can't stop. God, what kind of love is this? What kind of love is this? You know, Rainey, see, your flesh fights against this kind of stuff. Your flesh, like, it can't be this way. What do you mean? Partly because of love is like from a whole nother realm. Partly because we still want to do something to get right. That's partly the reason. You mean I don't have to do anything? Nope. Here's Bernadine. They asked Jesus, what work can we do? And he said to them, here's the work. Believe. What work? See, people nowadays are saying or thinking down in their conscience, what work? I got to have to do something. He's already lifted you up in the heavenly places. He's already lavished you with everything that you ever need. He's your total source. It's already done. What work can you do? As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to all these. As a matter of fact, whatever work, you know what the scripture says, second chapter of Ephesians, we're not going there, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works, which God had ordained when? Before the foundation of the world. It's like, you know, Rob's a haberdasher, tailor. God already made the works. It's like Rob already made your wedding dress, or he's already made your outfit. All you got to do is put it on. Are y'all following me? All you got to do is put the thing on. See, you keep trying to go out with the old dirty, filthy stuff. I'm sorry. God knows what works are already established for you. We saw this yesterday, right? We saw this yesterday. Here's this lady having to marriage counsel a couple. And she's getting the thoughts together, but she's not quite satisfied. In other words, she's got her suit on, but it's not all the way on, right? She's dressing because God's going to do all that work. And before she can get out the house, somebody else calls her, who has experience in counseling, and fitted the suit back on completely. And she didn't have to call the person. The Holy Ghost had the person call her, I'm going to complete your suit right now. You know what I'm talking about? Now you're ready to go, because I got a suit from heaven on now. I'm in Christ Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? It's custom made, Raquel. I don't know how to preach. It's custom made. Look, she's absolutely right. See, we keep trying to do stuff by form and by rote. God's going to custom make everything on the fly. He got a suit. That's why we love Rob, right? He got a suit for that occasion. He got that occasion. Get somebody saved. I got a suit for that. And we're going to put it on you and show you how to use it, because it's all been preordained. Right? All right. I love being in Christ Jesus. See, take all the pressure off me. Because it's really his work. It's not yours. But the part about it, it's really his work. But yet, we're going to get a reward for it. It's grace unleashed. That's crazy. You're going to get a reward for what he's doing in you. That's another dancer, Pastor Jerry. Good God Almighty. Joy, I'm loving this salvation, see. Or this person named salvation, you know. Shoo. There he gets inside of you. That's why I want. Come on, man. Come on, man. Jesus. Come on, yeah. Yeah. Canon can hit you with those.
That's the problem. He's not on the inside.
That's the problem. He's not on the inside because he didn't believe that he covered everything up. Though your skin sins be as scarlet, they'll be white. Jesus. All that does is draw me closer to him when I get those truths. It don't send me the other way. It draws me closer. Look, Derek, that's why I want him. That's why I want him.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Pastor Jerry, that's why I want him.
Glory to God.
You know.
Hallelujah.
we have this new covenant. Look, Raquel, the laws are written in our heart. What kind of law? I love you more than you can ever comprehend. It's that love law. And it's written down inside. It make you want to dance. What kind of love is this? Look, Pastor Mike, I became a curse for you. Our Lord Jesus, all because God sees us wrapped up in Christ. Look, this is why we celebrate him. This is why we worship. This is why we dance. This is why we dance in worship. This is why we can't contain ourselves. This is why we can't stop praising him Friday night. We can't stop praising him. We can't stop. Stan, you want to give us the, yeah. On and on and on and on. Praises never end. Come on. Shh, they go on and on. Four. Oh, Jesus. He chose us to be his very own. Look, joining us to himself. When, Derek? Even before he laid the foundation of the universe, he knew. Satan didn't sneak something in. I know how they're going to love me. And I know how I'm going to love them. I know how it's going to happen. So even the fall can't stop it. Before, sir. This is the Godhead saying to you. This is the God counsel of God saying, are you going to believe me or are you going to believe natural man? Before it even begun, sir. It was canceled. Come on, man. Sin was canceled out before it was even come. What kind of grace unleashed does this stuff go? It was canceled out before it even got here. It is finished. You know God was waiting to say that. I got it all primed, you know. He was probably practicing. It is finished. All those centuries, men laboring under for centuries. He had to destroy a whole population at the flood. But he still had, it is finished. He's waiting. Before sin even started, sir. See, we have more of a sin conscious than we do a pre-fall conscious. Help us, Holy Ghost. Isn't there a song like this, Tina? Are you washed in the blood? Are you washed? Something about a cleansing flood. I don't know. Yes. Right. See, we had a crimson stain that we didn't even realize was there. And here's the Holy Ghost searching the depths of your heart and your conscience. And say, I'm rubbing that all away. Because I knew before the foundation of the world, the effect of sin was going to have. So I got to get down deep in it. I wiped the whole deal away. Now you can be joint heirs with me. Now whatever you ask, you can have. Whosoever believe. He so loved the world, Rainey, the world. Nobody left out. Except for if you don't believe. This is why we've been sharing the last few weeks this thing here. That's exactly why we've been sharing. chose us to be his very own. Isn't that so precious? He did it, right? Man, I'm going to get through this. See, it's his perspective, not yours. See, I'm getting my hair cut. And, you know, the guy says, I'm going to trim your neck. He said, you know, bow your head over. He said, straighten your head up. I'm like, and me, my head is straight. What do you want me to do? He said, your head's not straight to me. My head was straight. It's all your perspective. See, I thought my head was straight as an arrow. And he looking at me like, no, you've been over like that. I'm trying to say, you had a false reality. Because of sin, we had a false reality. What'd you say? Yeah, because of sin, we have a false reality. And see, the Holy Ghost will make it quicken it to your own experience. As soon as he said it, I said, oh, I don't think like he does. I'm not the barber. I'm not the barber. Come on, man. God's the barber. It's how he thinks. You know, it's how he sees stuff. You got to see it like he sees. There's light, see? That light that comes. See, that light that comes. There's light that comes on it. I don't care if you've been through years of the worst sin in the world. God says, you're precious to me. And I'm joining you to myself. And I don't remember anything this year, next year, the following year. As bad as you are, my perspective is different than yours. Derek. I get out of my own head and get my mind renewed with the gospel. Satan will call you unclean all your life. And God will say, what I call clean, you don't call unclean. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. Accusing your conscience day and night. Faith in Jesus erases that. You know, people struggle for years because we don't have truth. Somebody, the truth will set me free. People say that in the natural. They really haven't got truth themselves. Come on, man. Yes, sir. Look, this will take you through to eternity. Not just tomorrow. It'll take you through to eternity, sir. Because he thought of it before there was any. Come on, I love God's plan for me. Now, look, I just thought about this. You know, I know his plans for me to give. Yeah, we didn't know them, really, did we? We had Jeremiah write, I know the plans I have for you. That's what the Lord was really talking about, to give you hope and give you a future. In other words, your sin's going to be all blotted out. But we use it for ourselves, you know. You know, we start our own little thing and say, hey, see, God said he's going to give me, you know, you that's still you. I read this, but I'm reading it again. Chose us to be his very own. That's just so, those words are so precious. Joining Pastor Glow to himself. Look, he joined you to himself. Don't you ever question that. Because it happened even before the world was founded. The foundation of the whole universe. Look, Glow, because of this great love. He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence. What great salvation do we have? An unstained innocence. Unstained. Unstained innocence. Hallelujah. Five. I hate to leave that one, actually. Unstained innocence. D, right. Selah. Right? Selah. Unstained innocence. the world will call you this. Mm-hmm. Heaven says, nope. Heaven says, nope.
Jesus. Woo.
Unstained innocence. Yes. Mm. Look, before the foundation of the world, who can lay any charge to God's elect? It's Christ that justifies. Clean that God's called. You know, Leonard would sing, not guilty. Many are they that rise up against us. For it was always Jesus in his perfect plan to adopt you, Shelley May, as his delightful child. It's always been in this plan. No matter which way your head's cocked. Through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. Look, stand. Remember John 17? Glorify my name. Glorify your name. And the glory that I have, may that same glory will be in them. I in them and me in the glory. The spotless. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has that same love for you. Can you imagine a church starting to operate in a sinless conscience? Can you imagine? First of all, on the negative side, we wouldn't be finding fault with people all over the place. Right? We wouldn't be so quick to throw them under the bus. It just wouldn't happen that way. And we would be patient and long-suffering. The fruit of the Spirit with people, encouraging them. Christ has atoned for that, and just let that life get in there and bear fruit of itself. I still can't get over getting rewards for what I didn't do. Because it's really the vine that produces all the fruit, you know, not the branches, you know. All the sap, you know. Yeah, great day. Same love he has for his beloved Jesus, he has for us. Who? Somebody talking? Oh, and where am I? And his unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. God's glad for this stuff. He's glad when you believe. Now, look. Pastor Ross, without faith, it's impossible to please him, isn't it? You want to please him, believe in what he's doing inside. Believe in what he's done. All right, next, 8:7. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the great treasures of redemption by his blood. Look, the total cancellation of our sins. This is scripture, by the way. This is not somebody. This is scripture. This is scripture. This is Ephesians 1:7. Jesus. The favorite line from the Lion King movie, you don't know who you are. We had no idea. We had no idea this. We had no idea. We had no idea. We had no idea who we were. We've been struggling, Christians. We've been struggling. We've been struggling. God, I'm just trying to make it. Look, in him, Rocket, we done made it. Rob, you got it made. Next time you tell me, I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. Look, in him, only in him. Man, oh man, I don't know what to do with myself. Yes, sir. This is the lamb that was taken away the sins of the whole world. Come on, Derek Cam. We don't know. You don't know who you are. Total, you see, you think you are you and yourself. God said, no, your sins are totally canceled. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given redemption by the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. Cascading all over you today. You know, don't you like that word cascading? Because we shared it, like for instance, we shared it, you know, a few days ago, a couple Sundays ago, about this, but now it's getting bigger. Now it's starting to cascade. Right? We rejoiced 2 weeks ago. Now we're like, oh my God, what's going on here? Now it's like, how dare I call myself anything other than that? And there, how dare I believe anything other than what God has in his own mind about it? Because this is God's thoughts. This is not. This is not your preacher. This is not your book reader. This is not book writer. This is not. This is. I never danced with a man, P. Mike, but I'm ready. You ready? Cascading grace glow. You know what? That cascading grace, like, I'm going to get it so far inside of you. Right? It's going to cascade so deep inside of you. You're not going to be able to sleep tonight because praise is going to be coming up out of you. God, you look, sure, you're blowing my mind with this stuff now. We don't know who we are. 8.
Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness. The superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all kind of wisdom and understanding. That's what's going on in this room today. 9. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, we're starting, look, Bernadine, we're starting to get to know him finally. Derek, we need a revelation about it. He unveiled his secret desires to us. Isn't scripture wonderful? The hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. You see what you're the product of? God's just been waiting. Dre, you've been practicing. It is finished. It is finished. So he can start implementing the whole new kind of life. You can implement a whole new kind of life, a whole different kind of works and why you work. You work because of the grace, not to get it. Tina. Joy, this is what we call good news. Make your whole body want to. Look, Peter said, wash my feet. I wash me all over, right? Wash me. Don't just wash my feet. Dip me. Dip me in this grace. It was like God saying to her, "Say, you're my friend now. Can you see? Now you're my friend. You're not a servant. You're my friend. I'm friendly towards you. I'm just friendly towards you." He's delighted to implement this. He's like, God's been thinking about it. God, I'll be glad when Derek hit the scene. Stan, did you have one? I see that. I see you. Sanitize me. Yeah. Sanitize me. Take away any unclean. 10. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this is God's idea, Tina. This is God's idea. Great idea. Come on, I heard that. Come on, I got to stop on that. This is what you call a great idea. Can you see? Here's a scripture, Shelley. Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of men the good things. But God has revealed it by His Spirit. Okay. Go ahead, Dad. I'm afraid to ask you to share. Shelly's had a dream. I'm almost done, I think, Shelly. It's a great idea, Bina. God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. It's all revelation, though, Rock. Have your hand. It's all revelation. It's all a plan, unfailing purpose. This detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all ages finally reaches its climax when God makes all things new in heaven and on earth through Christ Jesus, right? This won't just carry you tomorrow. Got it made. So you got it made. We're going to keep going. 11. Through our own union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Can I get under the speaker? I claim you, God says. y'all like to claim stuff? I'm going to claim a car. I claim you. Look, when God claims something, I claim you. I claim you. You're my possession. Before we was even born. Claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before you were even born, He gave us our destiny that we would fulfill the plan of God. See, it's not so much about you. It's like, you don't fulfill my plan. Just take me claiming you. Just accept it. Just accept it. Just accept it. Here's God saying, I claim you, Pastor. Love, I claim you. And she's going, I believe. Look, Tina, it's a great idea. Oh, and by the way, I forgot about your sins. I don't know anything about them as far as East is from the West. I don't impute anything to you that you've ever done wrong or what you ever do wrong. It'll never be imputed to you. It'll never be imputed to you. It'll never be imputed to you. All judgment is passed. We're in a new creation now. All judgment is passed. That's what Jesus would say, stuff like this. If you believe on me, you'll never even die. That's how clean I made it. Death won't even have a sting anymore. Fulfill the plan of God who always, Pastor Joe, he always accomplishes every purpose and plan where? In his heart. See, so look, he has you in his heart. I'm going to fling every sin away. That's my plan of my heart. I ain't not putting it in the book or on some tables. That's what's inside of my heart. I know how to do this thing. Will you believe me? And once you start believing, the light of it gets inside and the grace gets inside and it starts to change you, not you happening the other way. Your joy gets so full in this stuff. God had a plan for sin. Y'all understand that? See, Pastor Mike keeps trying to work sin out of you by preaching. So he doesn't do that. I'm just saying an example. He keeps trying to work it out of you. God says, why don't you read Ephesians 1? Just read Ephesians 1 and see how I accommodated you. See, your natural mind doesn't understand the things of God. Now, the natural mind thinks all this foolishness. But see, here, we're ready to rejoice. 12. And because of him, 13 rather, thank you. Because of him, when you who were not Jews heard the revelation of truth, you believe this wonderful news, Tina, it was a great idea. You believe this wonderful news. Bless you, salvation. Now we have been stamped. With the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. That's his whole mission. I'm stamping you with this revelation that you've been clean from before the foundation of the world. I'm stamping you with this thing. Nobody can take it. I'm stamping you. I'm sealing you with this thing. This is how absolute God is. Hallelujah. It's authentic. It comes from the God source. It's like God poured a cup and turned it over inside of you. It's been notarized. Come on, Stan. Heaven notarized this thing. Stan. Validate your identity in me. Yeah. It's like a marriage, right? Bring two, they become one, and he stamped it. Notarize that thing. Think about that. When you notarize something because it's illegal, it carries weight. You validated the identity. And he got stamped, he notarized your and him relationship. I belong to the beloved one. Look, he claimed me. When I was lost and undone, he claimed me. Dre, it is finished. He was practicing. He anticipated that thing, Tina. I can't wait for Tina to get in here. Come on, man. Jeez. Come on, man. Forget about the law. Forget about rules. You know what scripture says? Really, the strength of sin is in the law. In other words, because we keep trying to get accepted in doing things. And that accepting this free grace, sin gets strengthened. And God is saying, just release, let me claim you. I'll do the work from the inside out. It's a marvelous thing. It's a marvelous thing. It's grace unleashed. I wish we could all get together and hug. Yes, man. I wish we all can get together and just rejoice in him. God, what kind of grace and love is this? You know? When sin abound, grace much more abound. Because God's smarter than sin. Pastor Jerry, we're taking away sin conscious today. We're breaking down the wall. You're talking about break every chain. It's the sin chain. Woo, 14. He is given to us. Oh, my goodness gracious. He's given to us like an engagement ring is given to a bride as the first installment of what's coming. He is our hope promise of a future inheritance which seals us until we have all of redemption's promises and experience complete freedom, all for the honor, for the supreme honor and glory of God himself. This is all God's idea. You know what gives God's glory is when you believe him. The credit card doesn't have an expiration date. Or those three numbers on the back.
His blood is
security. His blood, yeah. Come on, baby. This place will go wild with praise. Go wild with praise. Look. These are the scriptures we've been reading for 50 years. You reading, don't know what you're reading. We don't know who we are. They have no idea who we are. I mean, that gives a whole new meaning that we don't know who we are. Or what purchased possession we've become. 15. Oh, is that it? 14 was it, right? Okay. Woo. I think we're on tilt, right? Are you washed in the blood? I have this last piece up here just while reading, and I think we're going to pray. I'm going to have Shelley share the dream, and then we'll pray. Oh no! I want you to share it. Because God's given us, he keeps giving us dreams and visions. There's a grace set in this house, and among this people, that God is aching for us to receive it. You know, it was said Wednesday night, all creation is groaning, anticipating, waiting for the sons of God to finally manifest. And we've got to know by the Spirit of God and revelation from heaven that we're no longer servants and that we're sons. And what the blood and what the sacrifice of Christ, our perfect substitute, has done for us. We've said it before. I'll say it again. The greatest of all the feasts was the feast of the Passover, when the blood was set over the door. And the people in the house weren't perfect people at all. But yet, they couldn't be touched, because they had a perfect, the lamb had been slain, Derek. The lamb, the sacrificial lamb, had already died in their stead. And they were sinless inside that room. Not in themselves, but because of the sacrifice. Do we believe in Jesus? That's why the Bible's got all the Bible has to be about Jesus. All of it. Old Testament, New Testament, all of it. We've lost Jesus throughout the centuries. J.H. Jowett, who was one of the greatest speakers of the last century, said this: "There's a word I have wrestled with so much. No word which I have wrestled more than this word. It's grace." He says, it is like expressing a great American force with one word. You know, it can't be done. You know, no phrase can express the meaning of grace. Grace is more than mercy. Grace is more tender. Is more tender than mercy. Grace is more than tender mercy. It is more than a multitude of tender mercies. Grace is even more than love. It is more than innocent love. Grace is holy love. It is holy love and spontaneous going out in eager quest for the unholy and the unlovely. It is the ministry of a great sacrifice to redeem the unholy and the unlovely into the beauty of God. The grace of God is holy love on the move to you and to me and the like of you and me. It is God, unmerited, undeserved, going out toward the children of men that he might win them into the glory and brightness of his own likeness. Here's Jesus, somehow, but thank God he did it, giving you and I the same standing that he has with the Father, the same standing that he has with the Father, same standing. The perfect for the imperfect. Amen.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Sitting there, I was like, okay, Lord, which one of these? I have been dreaming a lot lately, to the point I wake up tired and my body feels beaten. Oh, thank you. And my body feels beaten. And that's a day like today. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to flow with what you are doing. I said, but I need you to grace me in this, because I don't know where it's leading to. And I'm just getting all kinds of dreams. This dream was, we had to walk somewhere. And a lot of these dreams I don't understand, so I'm believing God that he's going to give some of you the revelation of these. And we were lined up to walk somewhere, because wherever we were at, we had to leave right away. And my son was here with us, Joshua. And he asked Pastor, he said, may I have permission to lead the people? And one of the first places we had to walk through was a desert. But before we got to that desert, Joshua was saying to us. He said, build up your endurance. Build up your courage. He said, because this is the hardest part of the whole journey. And so we had to walk across this desert. And once we walked across this desert, we got to this forest. And this forest was just full of trees and entanglement. And he stopped and said, you know, everybody take a knee, get some water. And he said, Pastor, we need you to pray. He said, because though this part is not the hardest, he said, but we have to believe God through this part. And so we began walking through this forest. And there were moments where he would hold his hand up and ball his fists up. And we knew that meant stop. I don't know how we knew, but we knew that meant stop. And so we would stop. And then he would say, walk as quietly as you can. I don't know why he had us walking quietly. The short part of it is, as we were walking, he says to us, when you begin to feel light, go with it. He said, don't fight it. Don't fight against it. He said, let your body do what it's doing. He said, because it's God. And so as we walked through the forest, we realized we were on a mountain, but we just didn't know we were on a mountain. And we came to a part of the mountain where there was this big ravine in front of us, and we had to cross this ravine. There was no bridge. And he says, just let your body go. Let God lighten your body and lift you. And he said, and those who are thinking, I'm going to just run and jump it, he said, get that thought out your head because it's impossible. He said, God has to float you over this ravine to the other side. And I don't know why we had to get to the other side or what, but I think the gist of it was the floating, allowing God to lighten us. And he said, get that out of your mind. You're not going to be able to jump it. It is totally impossible. And trusting in God, a lot of us were able to float over that ravine to the other side. Now, this second dream, I was invited to the Pentagon. And I had to give my ID in order to get a badge. So they kept my ID, and they gave me a badge to come into the Pentagon. And I was being escorted through the Pentagon. And my badge gave me permission to go in certain rooms. In certain rooms, it didn't allow me to go in. And as the soldier was walking me through the Pentagon, I saw a door that had a bright light shining through it. And I wanted to know what was in that room so bad. But my badge didn't access me permission to go into that room. And as he was marching me through, there was lots of windows, glass, lots of glass doors. And he took me into a room where there were ex-President Barack Obama and President Donald Trump was in that room. And there was this colonel in that room that had all these medals on his chest. And there were other dignitary officials in there. And they asked me to come in and sit down and just listen. And so I came in, and I sat down, and I was listening. And they began to talk about the state that the nation was in, and the virus, and bioweapons, and all kind of stuff. And once they said bioweapons, it was like God gave me the courage to say, chime in. And so I chimed in. I was like, excuse me. The Lord said he wanted me to pray. And I said, God is asking us to pray. And so they said to me, will you pray? And so I don't remember what I prayed, but the only part of the prayer I remember praying is that God said that our forefathers built this nation on the trusting and word of God, that they built this nation on their trust in God. And so that's the only part of the prayer that I remember. And when I finished praying, Donald Trump said, your prayer is changing our minds. I don't know what it was changing, but he said to me, your prayer has just changed our mind. And so then I ended up in another desert, and I started walking in the desert, just singing and walking, and I came upon this gorgeous tree sitting right in the middle of the desert. I was in India. That's where I was at. And I said, how is this tree here? There are no lakes, there's no water, no rocks. And I said, God, how is this tree here? And the Lord said to me, it's called the miracle tree. And the Lord said, the reason it's called the miracle tree, because it has no business being here. He said, I feed this tree the water and life that it needs. Not the desert, not its surrounding. That tree never dies. And when I woke up, I Googled it. And there is a such tree in India, in the desert, called the miracle tree. So I pray that somebody have the revelation to these dreams.
Really, it's been a miracle morning. It's been a miracle morning. Important. So we're in the world, but not of it. So we're like this miracle tree in the world. That God, we have to be sustained by God for everything, including revelation about salvation. We've adopted a lot of man's ideas about that. And a lot of them are still legalistic and puts us back in bondage. But we have to have miracle information about the new birth. In the scripture, Peter wrote it like this, that we being dead to sin might live unto God. It's not in ourselves. See, we are dead to sin and we're dead to it so that we can live. And by the way, it goes on to say, by whose stripes you're healed. So we're healed. So we, Father, we take this time to meditate on your word until it gets sealed down on the inside. And no enemy, no lie, false truth, no half truth, no lie, no false word can take it out of us. We're beginning to rejoice to know who we are in you. That which we really didn't know. We really didn't know. But the Holy Spirit has arrived here today. Enlightened the darkness. And had mercy. And set the grace of God aflame on the inside of us. Grace is teaching us. Grace is releasing us. Grace is delivering us from bondages that we never thought we had. That which we couldn't even imagine. Yet, grace took it all into account. We are alive today because of you. Thank you for opening up the wells of salvation. Thank you for the divine notary that you've established us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus, thank you for becoming poor that we might become rich. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll never forget this day. We'll never forget this day. Where the shadows started to disappear. And our lives and our destinies have come into perfect view. Thank you so much for the blood. Thank you so much for the spear in your side. Thank you so much for dying. Thank you so much for getting to the point of it is finished. Unexplainable to men, but alive to those who you've claimed and who you hold in the palm of your hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, is all we can say. Thank you, Lord Jesus, is all we can say. Thank you, Lord Jesus, is all we can say. Thank you, Lord Jesus, is all we can say. Lord Jesus, thank you for this flock, your flock, that today you took them out to green pastures, beside the still waters. And we feel like our cup's running over. Thank you, Father. We love you. Everywhere we foster and love your grace, we thank you for it. Thank you for this divine revelation. Amen and amen.